What's up? 1 Timothy 4:12. Sudoku. The objective of a regular Sudoku is to fill the 9x9 grid so that each column, each row, and each of the 9 3x3 boxes, also called blocks or regions, contain the digits from 1 to 9 only one time. For this puzzle, instead of numbers, use the 9 words in bold to complete the puzzle. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. For the solution, or do this puzzle online, go to newera.lds.org and look under Games for the 2009 mutual theme, Sudoku. Now is the time for each of us to arise and unfurl a banner to the world calling for a return to virtue. Elaine S. Dalton, A Return to Virtue, Ensign, November 2008, page 80. By the numbers, 13,508,509, total church membership as of 2008. Camping in New Delhi. A number of firsts occurred in 2008 for young women in the New Delhi, India district. At the first ever young women camp in the district, young women built wood fires, cooked over open flames, slept in tents, and learned survival and camping skills while filling the air with friendly laughter. My favorite part of camp was talking to and getting to know the girls, said Hannah Smith of the New Delhi First Branch. I got to make friends with girls I had never met before. For many of the young women, it was their first experience camping, and they learned the basics of outdoor survival and living. The girls also learned how to interpret maps and how to read and conduct music. Youth camp leaders taught a variety of other skills, including dancing, sewing, water safety, and glass painting. Kimora Taylor, one of the young women in the district, said she felt more confident in her abilities after the camp ended. The Church in Canada, Alberta. Latter-day Saint railway crews from Utah first became familiar with Alberta when laying tracks for the Canadian Pacific Railway as early as 1883. In 1886, a church leader from Utah explored southern Alberta, looking for a suitable place to colonize. In 1887, he left with a small advance party and started a settlement that later became Cardston, where a ward was organized the next year. The Alberta Stake was created in 1895, the Taylor Stake in 1903, and the Lethbridge Stake in 1921. By 1914, more than 10,000 Latter-day Saints lived in the vicinity. In 1913, ground was broken in Cardston for the Alberta Temple, which was dedicated in 1923. A second temple, the Edmonton Alberta Temple, was dedicated in December of 1999. Here are a few facts about the church today in Alberta. Membership, 73,630. Missions, 2. Temples, 2. Warden branches, 205. Family history centers, 34. Information from newsroom at lds.org. Right away, tell us about how you have come to know the Savior better through your personal experiences. How have you gained a greater appreciation for and understanding of the atonement, repentance, the plan of salvation, or other aspects of Jesus Christ's ministry and mission? Send your responses to us at newera.lds.org. After clicking Submit Your Material, select Call for Articles and type Coming Unto Christ. You can also write to us at newera@lvschurch.org or New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA. My favorite scripture, Moroni 10:4-5, is my favorite scripture because I know that if I have any question or doubt, I can ask God, and I know He'll respond. Earlier this year, when I wanted to know for myself if the church is true, I prayed and asked. I can't explain the feeling of peace I had, but I began to cry because I was so happy. Lady D, 14, Lima, Peru. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Go to newera.lds.org and click Submit your material. End of the article. What's up?